Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Most soccer players don't wear protective headgear, but there's growing evidence that perhaps they should. They sometimes use their heads to hit the ball, but while that doesn't pose much of a concussion risk, the move known as a header does.
So two players are going up to head the same ball, and rather than heading the ball, they knock into each other's heads.
Steve Rosen is the lab's director.
And with those type of impacts, there's a pretty high risk of concussion, and these soccer headgear can do a great deal to reduce those injury risks.
The lab used crash test dummies that simulate real-world hits to the head. Results show the headband style rated highest, offering a 70% reduction in concussions. It's lightweight, made of a 3/4-inch band of stiff foam. The $10,000 independent study was crowdfunded in an effort to help players, coaches, and parents choose the best ones. But Rosen cautions no headgear, yet known, can completely prevent concussions every time. I'm Robbie Harris.